you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. That's John 14, 27, and then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Oh, these are good verses, and that was Hebrews 12:1. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 24th, 2023. And guess what, listening friends? It's going to be a Testimony Tuesday on Monday again. I love when I get to share friends with you, their faith journey, life story, maybe even a little of your love story. So I have a couple here in the studio married for 1 year, 1 year in February. So they're going to be coming up on a year and a half in the coming weeks, but they're little lovebirds that I'm getting to know. In fact, last Friday, we had kind of a staff meeting and a luncheon, and I got to officially welcome Steve Miller into the radio listening family staff here in Springfield. He has an extensive radio background, so I won't tell the whole story today because I want to give Elaine time to share some of the ways she's seen God at work in her life. But God brought them together a little over a year ago. Steve has had a radio background with the WLUJ family of stations. In fact, from 1991 to 1998, you might even, when he gets to share, I'm going to do a little introduction here and then let you guys share some of your story. But he was on at 6:30 in the morning many times, introducing people to the Bible bus, to J. Vernon McGee. So how did that go, Steve?
Well, at the end of it, if you'd been listening during the 90s at any particular time, you probably would have heard around 6:30 in the morning, I would have said, through the Bible radios, heard each weekday morning at 6 o'clock right here on WLUJ.
Yeah, so he's back in the saddle, and we'll save that story maybe for another time, how God had just been stirring the last week or two on your heart to maybe get back into radio, and Dick Van Zandt and I were corresponding, and suddenly he said, hey, have you thought or considered contacting Steve, which I had in the past, but God worked it all out where last week was your first full week, Monday through Friday. You were in here every day, and I think at least three days, maybe 4 days, I was training and working with you, and you'll probably be hearing Steve's voice in the coming days. He's working on some editing, some audio, a lot of different little projects here around the studio. So we welcomed him with a little bit of a luncheon. We had pizza, and good old Holly, she had other fruit and good tasty treats for everyone. But we had Butch in, and Paul and Carolyn, and obviously Joyce, our station manager, and we had a good time sharing together. But I got to meet Elaine for the first time, and she's been doing since her retirement. Did you do some of your blogging and your Seeking God with Elaine before you retired?
Well, yes and no. I started in the 80s writing out devotions as a way God talked to me, but I never did much anything with them. At one point when I was going to Springfield First on South Grand, I did a newsletter, and those were the editorials. But I didn't start actually putting them out on the internet. I started my company in 2018, and I put them out on the first time in 2019.
Well, the listener didn't know this, but I left all my notes and the show prep sheets and all the information I had on both of you at the home studio this morning, so I don't have any of those materials with me. So how about you two introducing each other for our radio listening family and give us a little background before we have you share some of your faith journey?
Okay, you want to go first so I can go, hey, wait a minute.
or vice versa.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You ahead, ladies first.
Ladies first. Yes. Okay. Steve is a wonderful, kind-hearted man. He really has a heart to listen to God. I know he's said at least once, up in the pulpit when he's preaching, that God just took him out of his body and set him in the corner and just preached through him. Hmm. And I'm not sure how many people would actually want to have that happen. Hmm. They may say, but they want to still be the one saying the word. And Steve's, no, God, you say whatever you want said, and you do it. And I just have a lot of respect for him, that he can be that grounded in his faith in God, that he's going to say, God, however you use me, it'd be nice if you give me a 2-second warning, mm-hmm. but just do it. Just use me.
And what was it about Steve? Was it his good looks, his cheery disposition? What drew you to him? You've been married a year, so I don't know how long you've known each other.
Well, we actually met in 1984 at Lincoln Land Community College. We were both in choir. Mm-hmm. I sat next to his first wife, mm-hmm. and we were real good friends. Steve and I did not say a word to each other at that time. about 2 years ago, God told me, I want you to be a pastor's wife. Hmm. And I'm going, really me? Okay. Okay. But there is one problem. I don't know any single pastors. I said, okay, God, if you want me to have another husband, you need to have him come to church. And one day in walks Steve. And I didn't recognize him. I didn't remember him at all. I remembered Julie, but I didn't remember her name. And so we got to be friends on Facebook. And at that time, I had just gotten a diagnosis that I was having seizures. And so one day out of the blue, he sends me a message through Facebook saying, hey, how are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm okay. You know, you weren't at church today. So that started us talking. And about a month later, he sends me another one, how are you doing? And we texted like 3 times a day after that until out of the blue, in his mind, he says, do you want to go out to eat? And I'm going, well, this relationship is either going to fizzle or it's going to have to go to the next step, which is the next step, getting together. And so I said yes. And the next exact sentence he typed was, what would your son think about it? And so that made me very appreciative, very encouraged, because my son is autistic and change isn't easy for him. But to know that he would have to build a relationship with my son and make it right for him, because he was going to get a package deal.
And that began a couple of years ago. How long ago?
That was 2021.
Okay.
Roughly July.
July, the very end of June, 2021.
And Steve, what did you see in Elaine? You know, you saw this godly woman taking care of her son, hardworking, had been in administration with Lincoln Land Community College. Like, what was it about her?
It's an all God thing when it comes right down to it. I had gone to Rochester Baptist to see a friend preach on a given Sunday. I had just moved to Rochester. I didn't have another church to go to at the time, so I thought I'd just go there to support the friend. And lo and behold, I noticed a lot of people I knew from my old WLUJ days that went to church there. So it was kind of a lot of fun getting to reacquaint some people and stuff. And it was really bizarre. I was standing in the sanctuary talking to somebody, and the front door opened up, and the sun glinted off the window, and it hit me right in the eye. And I was like, oh. And I see Elaine walk in the door, but back then people were still wearing the mask because of COVID and stuff. And I looked at her, and I kept looking at her, saying, I think I know her. But when she got closer, I was like, that's not who I think it is. Never mind. Well, by that time, she noticed I was staring at her.
No, 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 no. I was being a good congregational member and
yes,
going to welcome the visitor.
Right. But all I know is this woman was noticed me staring at her, and it's just like she's going to walk up and say, what in the world are you staring at?
Yeah.
But she, you know, fortunately, that didn't happen. But then she came up, introduced herself, and was like, I do know you. And I reminded her where from, and she was like, No. don't remember. Well, we kept talking and stuff. And so a couple Sundays later, I showed her a picture of what I looked like back when we were in choir together. And she was like, Oh, so to answer your question, long and short of it, she's a wonderful woman of God who's a big encouragement to me in my ministry. And, you know, as we got to know each other and stuff, we could tell this is all God. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have written this story the way it's turned out. So there's a whole lot more we could talk about, but it'd be well outside of our time constraints on this program.
Right,
but
right.
I tell you, it's just been a wonderful God-given ride for the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, and that's with you two. And then fast forward it to just a few weeks ago with my correspondence with Dick Van Zandt, talking through and raising your name up. And on that Wednesday night, I email you, can you meet on Thursday? And then you come in here. But prior to that, like a week or two out, you were feeling a stirring in your heart that maybe God would have you return to the radio ministry in various capacities. And I was looking for somebody that had some technology background that understood the systems and could do some recording or fill in or editing. And that was something that you were open to. Now, you also fill the pulpit. You've served in a few different churches and currently are in the process of maybe filling in on Sundays and Wednesdays. That's being prayed up and discussed, but it's not a full-time position. So it allows you to be available for our needs here in Springfield. So it looks like God was setting that all in motion.
WLUJ played a big part in that, because working here for 8 years, listening to the great Moody teachers for that entire time, it was like going to seminary for free and getting paid for it, really. Mm-hmm. But during, you know, probably about halfway through that, I started realizing, you know, God's calling me to preach. And he didn't make the way for that right away. But I had left a WLUJ in 1998, December, to go pastor my first church. And it was a small country church, maybe 15 people over near Quincy. And I've been in and out of churches because, you know, small churches like that don't stay going very long sometimes. So there's, you know, I'd do it for a while, then a big span and not doing it. And, but I was just, every time God opened a door, you know, I stepped through it to preach. So, you know, it's amazing how this worked out for us at WLUJ again, because as you were saying, that week, you know, I just felt God laying it on my heart. You know, gosh, I sure miss radio. You know, a lot of the times he worked through me touching people and stuff. And then that was Wednesday, a week ago, this last Wednesday, you emailed me and it's like, oh, I don't believe this. Yeah, so, you know, it's just amazing how God works.
Yeah, it seems like he's fitted it all together, and then introducing Elaine to the staff. And I think at the time we had given her a WLUJ shirt and she was wearing it. I thought, these two are, I think, going to be not only actively involved, but assets in a positive way to help further our ministry, to reach people, to encourage them, to provide services and events and gatherings. In fact, I should point out, Joyce Minkey, she turns 80 soon, and we're going to have a Saturday open house, May 6th, Saturday, May 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. Holly's working on chicken salad sandwiches, and then there's this mixture of bean and beef brisket, and it's a combination with this Hawaiian bread. We're going to do that and some other fixings and snacks. So if you want to come and meet the team and celebrate Joyce's 80th birthday, we'll have some cake and some other fixings, some prize giveaways. That's going to be from 2 to 4 on Saturday, May 6th. We'd love to have a bunch of you out. I hope to have some of our board members here and other friends of Joyce Minkey, or just come and we can record a radio announcement. You can meet Steve and Elaine, if Elaine can also make it, but Steve will be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Saturday, May 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. Well, we began this program with two verses, John 14:27 and Hebrews 12:1. Elaine, you said that you have many favorite Bible verses, but what's so special to you about John 14:27?
I was a mouse growing up. I was very shy. I was very backwards. When I was in fourth grade, I had an episode where I couldn't talk. The right side of my arm went numb. My leg went numb. I couldn't talk. I couldn't walk. I spent the night in the hospital. They had no idea what was happening. I had another episode in eighth grade. So I was sent down to Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis. They thought I had a blood clot. Long story short, they thought I was going to die. I wouldn't last the weekend. Long story short, they thought I was going to die from a migraine headache. So it was fine in the end. But then when I was in high school, I went to church camp. It was the first time that I was away from mom and dad and my sister Louise. And the only person I knew was my cousin Tina was there with me. And God spoke to me. He said, yeah, they thought you were going to die. The doctors thought you were going to die. But I knew you weren't. Hmm. I have a plan for you. So here's my peace.
Hmm.
And that was stuck with me ever since then.
And the verse is, this is John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace. This is Jesus speaking on behalf of God the Father. They're extending, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's really a verse for all of us to take in, to take to heart, that this God that loves us, this Jesus that sacrificed his life for us. I mean, we celebrated Easter a few weeks ago, but he wants to extend that peace of mind, that everlasting peace, that love and compassion and concern for our lives. He extends that to us. We just have to receive it as we know Jesus. So how did you get to know Jesus? Was it that weekend?
Oh, no. I'd grown up in church. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to get to go to the church that my dad went to when he was a child.
Mm.
We lived on the farm that my grandpa bought when dad was eight. So we went to the church he grew up in. And I just had wonderful parents who were great examples and a small country church to show me here is God.
Mm. And before we have Steve talk about Hebrews 12:1, I know you have an ongoing blog, I believe, about three posts a week. It's called Seeking God with Elaine. How can somebody find out about that or
just
receive that?
www.seekinggodwithelaine.com. There's a contact page you can set up to get the email when the posts come out. It used to be daily. Once I got married and once I became a pastor's wife, it's like, okay, that's got to back down a little.
So Seeking God with Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, and I think you'll be encouraged and blessed. I've been reading some of those in preparation for today's edition of Mark and Friends. I've been delighted by what she's been posting. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org on Mark and Friends. With me in the studio is Steve and Elaine Guthels-Miller. And Steve just joined the team last week, and so you're going to hear more of his voice and his participation in this radio ministry. But Steve, you appreciate Hebrews 12:1. Why?
You know, there's a lot of verses I like as my favorite, but I was doing a study last week. You know, I came across this verse, and the first part of it everybody recognizes. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, we all readily know that one. But one thing God showed me here as I was reading this is that, yeah, because of the greater cloud of witnesses that we're surrounded by, it's said here to let us lay aside every weight. So anything that encumbers us, anything that weighs us down, we should set that aside. And also the sin which so easily ensnares us, or to lay that aside too. Each of us are on a path that's solely ours that God has put us on. So it says here to let us run with endurance of the race. But if we're weighed down by sin, by worry, by everything the devil can throw at us to keep us encumbered from running this race, we're not going to be doing it with endurance. We got to set these things aside that weigh us down and keep on that path and keep on keeping on and run your race. It's yours.
Mm. I had Dr. Webb on, I think it was 3 or 4 days, dividing just like these 3 or 4 verses. He just went word by word and the importance of us running the race. But there are things that can encumber, that ensnare, entangle us. We talked about this at our luncheon last Friday. Whenever we advance God's kingdom, press kingdom influence, power, and authority into a new practice, a new discipline, extending God's kingdom influence into the world, there tends to be opposition, anything to thwart, frustrate, derail us from doing those things, becoming more godly or helping or witnessing for Christ or being God's ambassadors. Yet there is that witnesses. There's those people cheering us on, wanting us to serve God in his kingdom. And I think it's a good fit to have you a part of our ministry team now. And Elaine, the various roles you have as assisting him and your own blogs and being used of God in women's lives and men's lives and children's life and your son's life. We will be praying you both up. And I'd ask our listeners, please be praying up Steve and Elaine and the different works that they're doing. Again, you'll be hearing Steve's voice more in the coming days as he helps with top of the hour IDs, public service announcements, community calendars. We're trying to figure out what's the best fit and using his gifts and talents to shoulder some of the burden and the workload here. We feel like we're in very exciting times with this radio ministry, the expansion happening here throughout the Springfield area, and yet our Champaign, Urbana, and the other growth that we're experiencing. We're excited to see how God's going to keep raising high the name of Jesus, reaching the lost, and yet equipping the saints to be his ambassadors, to be faithful disciples of Jesus. So we're all about educating, edifying, and evangelizing in all we do. So we appreciate your prayers, your involvement, and please put on your calendar Saturday, May 5th. From 2 to 4 p.m., we'll have some food here, some light finger food and some chicken salad sandwiches, I guess the little mini ones, Holly said, with little croissants, and we'll have that Hawaiian bread with that bean and beef brisket. She said that might be really good on the Hawaiian bread, or you can just eat it like baked beans, but it's got that beef brisket in it. It's really, really good, and we'll have other refreshments and snacks and birthday cakes. So we're having an open house here at the WLUJ studios from 2 to 4 p.m. on May 6th. So you're all invited. Steve, how about closing out our program, recognizing we have a variety of listeners from senior saints to those that maybe have never began their faith journey to those that are struggling along the way. Pray for all of them that this day they would connect with God in new and vibrant ways.
Amen. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to give you glory. And Lord, there's so many folks out there that haven't yet received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I pray for those, Lord, that you reach out and touch them and let them say yes to the good news of salvation. It may be folks, or there's somebody that's listening, Lord, that's maybe wavering in their walk and are wondering if you even care anymore, Lord. Well, I want you to show them. I ask that you show them that you do care the way you showed me and Elaine. And Lord, I just pray for maybe a senior Sanderson who might be feeling a bit lonely right now, Lord. I just pray that you'll be right there with that person and letting them know that you're there and you care for them very much. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.